Good evening. This is Mae Brussel. This is part two of broadcast number 599, May the 30th, 1983. Now to the important story. I just loved it. I was down in Los Angeles this last week, and when I got there, right in front of me was the Los Angeles Times, May 24th, 1983. Pieces of the puzzle I was looking for a long time. The lead article is Detective in Spying Case Linked to Birch Society. Suspect in police probe ran private computer operation that keeps records on leftists in the USA. Now, this story was continued on to four pages, but I took about 50 pages of notes just to share with you and to take this article point by point, which I'll do next week. But to show you the importance of it, I'm going to run down some other simultaneous articles and pieces of information that fit to it. So after tonight, this will be part one, we can go back to the details of these particular stories and get to the meaning of them. In essence, what this is about is that the Los Angeles Police Department for 10 years has been trying to locate the police intelligence files on law-abiding citizens, people who opposed the war in Vietnam, who were critical of the police department when they were acting like the literal Gestapo, chasing innocent people and framing them and planting evidence, people who were in favor of abortions, people working with the Civil Liberties Union, the police commissioners, certain judges, artists, writers. They kept files on anybody they wanted to be rounded up as a threat. Now, this was going back to 1972. You remember when the convention, the Republican convention, was moved from San Diego to Miami, the plans that were exposed during the hearings of the Watergate investigation included kidnapping leftists and various leaders of the left and taking them out of the country to Mexico or goodness knows where. I think this was the first evidence of an overt plan of the Attorney General John Mitchell working with Jeb Magruder, the Minister of Christ, and G. Gordon Liddy from Nazi heritage and learning German language and all the accoutrements of the Gestapo. Their technique was going to be to kidnap these people with the plans of the Miami police and the Attorney General of the United States and get rid of them out of sight, out of mind, and run whorehouses on ships for members of Congress and all the various dirty tricks. Well, so the police intent was to do something with people that because the convention was down in San Diego and because LAPD was setting up the security for them as they are setting up for the Olympics, and keep this in mind, they kept these files, and for 10 years they've been looking for the files against people who did not commit crimes. Now, after Watergate exposures, pardon me, it became illegal to keep these files. But everyone knows they were intact, and they've been searching and searching for them. Where did they find them? They found them, a police detective named Jay Paul from the Los Angeles Police Department took these files and took them home to his wife, 100 cartons or more. I have cartons that are the equivalent of 26 inches of a filing cabinet, so 100 cartons would be 25 four-drawer files on people or more. It could be up to 1,000 files or so forth. And his wife's name is Mary Love, and she's a lawyer down in Long Beach, and she owns a $100,000 computer put in by an organization formed in 1979 called Western Goals. This is run by Representative Larry McDonald of Georgia, DeKalb County. You know I've mentioned him many times in terms of being part of Murder Incorporated, linked by Robert Byron Watson to the murder of John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, a partner with Roy Cohn at Western Goals. The LAPD took the boxes of files on these people, Mr. J. Paul, down to Long Beach into a $100,000 computer, then could send them to Larry McDonald, who has two people working for him that have been long chasing people and incriminating them and red-baiting them. So that Larry McDonald, in 1979, created this foundation called Western Goals. Now, earlier, John Meyer of the Hughes Organization, the M-E-I-E-R, not the M-E-Y-E-R, there were two with Howard Hughes. It's John Meyer, M-E-I-E-R, the one I talk about so often. He set up computer programs to take the files from LAPD into Utah, where the data banks and the Interpol genealogies are kept. I have the genealogy paper of Otto von Bolschring in order to join the SS. It was given to me and obtained from Germany, his family going back 250 years, every member of the family. That is what the data banks are for, not because your grandparents may want in their grave to bury a Mormon later. The information from the police departments also went into there. Now, in the interim, goodness knows where else they went, but the foundation in Alexandria, Virginia in 1979, set up by Larry McDonald. Now, not only is Larry McDonald linked to Chile, to George Habash, and the two Habash brothers, one in Beirut, Lebanon, and one in Chile, responsible for the Allende murder, and I have also linked this group in DeKalb County to the murder of John Lennon with the training and shaping of Mark David Chapman. He's not only a partner of Roy Cohn of the crime syndicate. Cohn was the business partner of David Schein, who, oh, not the business partner, they were hunting reds for Joe McCarthy, not business. Schein and Cohn, and he owns the Ambassador Hotel where Robert Kennedy was murdered, and Larry McDonald has been linked to that murder, and now he's linked to the Los Angeles Police Department, where the security guard came from Lockheed, Thane Caesar. But Larry McDonald has this very expensive computer in Washington and runs a place called Western Goals. Now, what's terrible about Western Goals is a lot terrible, and we'll talk about it often. He has two people working for him, a John Reese. Do you know the name John Reese? There are various magazines and articles that have discussed John, discuss John Reese's career. They're not disgusted. I'm disgusted. They discuss John Reese. He has what he calls an information digest, and because it's illegal for the police departments to keep files on individual citizens, he publishes it himself and sells it to the police intelligence in 50 states. If you wonder how Calvin Simmons dies at Lake Placid, the black conductor, or death squads take place, or the courier, the frogman that's killed at the hotel in Houston, Texas, the wipeouts, in the hands of the police, incidentally, in the custody of police when he asked for security because he was in danger. John Reese runs an intelligence digest that he's had for years, far right-wing group, and he tells the various organizations of the police departments who is a danger to this country. And he works with Western Goals and with Roy Cohn, who was the aide to Senator Joe McCarthy, and works with Robert Morris and the far right wing that I tied into the Young Americans for Freedom, the murder of John Kennedy, and the Munich, Germany connections. Reese was described in a newsletter called Alternative Media as a former Church League staffer, now working for Information Digest with the help of his wife, Louise Reese. When he worked for the church group, he would offer a security check as a necessity before they would supply information. He says, you give me a security check on yourself, and the Church League will give you a dossier on any four individuals you name. For $150, they can get a computerized dossier from the network of the far right wing all over this country and around the world. And then he went from the Church League to writing and publishing for the John Birch Society. And Larry McDonald has John Reese and Louise Reese working with him. Now, Louise Reese has a career of her own. She worked for the House Internal Subcommittee. She's a far right winger. They're against the National Lawyers Guild. They put into their computers people who are against the anti-war movement, who are against the anti-nuclear weapons, and so forth, so that they take actors and writers and individuals and put them into their committee. Now, the advisory board of Western Goals, and I'll do more on that next week, and keep this up, I'll put on the printed sheet so you get the whole list, includes just a few people like General George S. Patton III, General John Singlaub, Admiral Thomas Moore. Moore was Joint Chief of Staff during the Nixon administration, who took papers from Richard Nixon's desk through Yeoman Redford, good friend of Secretary of the Navy John Lehman right now, and worked with Henry Kissinger and Fritz Kramer, and then became Chief of Staff of the entire military. The head of the entire military, who was Admiral Thomas Moore, Joint Chief of Staff during Nixon's administration, is on the board of Western Ghouls that works with the police departments of 50 states. And then, get this one, another member is Edward Teller from Stanford University, the daddy of the A-bomb, the hydrogen bomb. Edward Teller is a physician on Western Ghouls with those computers out of Alexandria, Virginia, where they take the petitions from newsletters, alternative press, newspaper articles, and furthermore, they have a sister company in Germany. So they computerize everybody who doesn't like Mr. Teller's bombs, and they say, you are an enemy of the state. Now, the implications of this, I think you are beginning to draw. If you've listened a long time to my broadcast, this is starting the 12th year this month, you just could leap for joy because I think you know the connections that I made 10 years ago of the Squad 19. I didn't make them up. Lewis Tackwood told about them. If you get his book, Glass House Tapes, the secret police team inside the White House, run by the CIA, the FBI, the Pentagon, they were planning a coup. If the Watergate arrest hadn't happened, James McCord belonged to the 10-man military team. I wrote about this team in 1972 and presented the material at the LA Press Club. And in 1983, the John Bircher, I didn't know Larry McDonald then, but I knew the Birch Society and the role of they had in killing John Kennedy, and I wrote about Young Americans for Freedom and Robert Morris. But then Robert Byron Watson surfaced in 77 and brought in Larry McDonald with his part of the assassination teams in the Atlanta, Georgia connections, international narcotics traffic, drug running, and assassinations. And then in 1982-83, Mr. Welch resigns. Robert Welch steps down from his precious John Birch Society and hands it over to Larry McDonald of Murder Incorporated out of Atlanta, Georgia, connecting not only the mafia narcotics that put him into office in Congress right now, but his secretary there is this Louise Reese, who worked earlier with the House Un-American Activities and Robert Morris and the whole gang. If you don't draw diagrams, which I'm going to do, like my Vatican diagram, that was done tongue-in-cheek. I mean, it was really in jest. The outlying parts of Roberta Calvi, Michael Sindona, the art stealing. I haven't even done enough on the art programs, on the art, Vatican connections, and international, not we talk about drugs and narcotics, the market and art that Goering set up, you know, by taking the art out of Europe and then using it as a medium of exchange and pleasure and goodness knows what. But I'm going to do a diagram for you on this. But in the meantime, I'm going to run down for just a few moments some of the important articles that were in the paper this week along with this story, and then we'll go back and do them in detail. But just to get an overview of what's going on in Los Angeles now, the May 24th, 1983 story, Los Angeles Times, of the Los Angeles police detective Jay Paul, his wife in Long Beach, Mary Love, their links to Western Ghouls in Alexandria, Virginia, the head of Western Ghouls being Larry McDonald, who has been named and identified by the House Select Committee, ignoring the testimony of his role in the murders. And here the LAPD was the death squad for Squad 19, plans to kill Nixon and make Agnew president at that time. And then we'll go into the details of the organization next week. The next day, 2 days later, there's an editorial in the Los Angeles Times, May 26th. And I'll copy these if you want copies and a self-addressed stamped envelope. It's called Vigilantism by Computer, and it tells about Western Ghouls, Larry McDonald, Jay Paul, the police files. It says it's not shocking enough to disclose irregularities of the Los Angeles Police Department, but now they're linked to the Alexandria Foundation, and they're shocked about the Long Beach, the boxes going to his wife, and then going back to Western Ghouls. And the aim of Western Ghouls, saying, the editorial said, is to rebuild and strengthen political, economic, and social structure of the United States and Western civilization. And the editorial goes into information digest and how they have barrage of derogatory information on individuals and keep dossiers. And when it was illegal for the police to do it, there's these multi-$1,000 or even to the million computers to send out as newsletters what isn't allowed by law. And then next week and the week that follows, I want to give the connecting items. I want to share with you a November 22nd, 1977 letter from Robert Byron Watson. That was the anniversary of Kennedy's death in 77, where he says, "Dear May, yesterday I was visited by Mr. William Webb, staff counsel for the Select Committee on Assassinations, and another representative from the House Select Committee, and he had sworn notarized affidavits of 110 pages of undisclosed information linking Larry McDonald and the narcotics and drug trafficking and so forth." And then I'm going to share with you it's a newsletter that I'm going to have reprinted for you, reduced in size. It's the Hudson Valley Chronicle. And there are two sections that you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope. And the printing I added up would be $350 to duplicate it for you. One is the complete article by David Wemple that I've referred to many, many times, and you really should own it, on the murder of Martin Luther King, the Magellan's Art Gallery in Atlanta, Georgia, the way Larry McDonald was put into power by the mobsters, who's running Larry McDonald, and he goes into the frequent visits of the John Birch Society. See, the Birch Society is piped directly to the L.A. Police Department and every police department in the United States, and in 1977, he said a frequent visitor to their group was Larry McDonald, a United States representative from Georgia. McDonald reigns from Marietta, Georgia, from the awesome and scandal-ridden Lockheed Corporation bases with its East Coast operations. And Mr. Khashoggi and the Lockheed payoffs in Italy and Portugal and all the other countries isn't even exposed hardly enough, but this is Lockheed East. He said, aside from his membership in the John Birch Society, Society's National Council, McDonald has been accused of acting as a conduit for intelligence operations for various ultra-right-wing groups, and he gets in notorious segments in the congressional record and tirades such as against Martin Luther King. And it tells about their visits by the Birch Society and so forth. I'm going to have these reprinted, and if you want them, you can get this copy of the Hudson Valley Chronicle. And along with that is a 13-page affidavit that Robert Byron Watson wrote up in detail of the connections of these various people to Chile, to murders, to witnesses murdered, to drugs, to John Tower and the syndicate. Very valuable. I haven't reprinted these earlier, but for collectors studying history, it's a must. Now, Ronald Reagan was caught with his Secret Squad 19 intelligence team just recently, an illegal operation running with Clint Eastwood and Beau Gritz, and Lieutenant Colonel James Beau Gritz of the Green Berets. So this week, the Houston Post said that he's going to make it legal. The Secret Intelligence Unit is to get its charter. Bully for them. It will be called the Intelligence Support Activity. But that's the group, the Monarch Eagle, that represents the Habsburgs, the monarchy, the Vatican. So now he's asking for a charter. They've done 2 years of illegal work with Green Berets and Special Forces in El Salvador, Nicaragua, Africa, and in the United States and in Southeast Asia. So now, as long as he's caught, he'll make it legal. Well, what happens when Bobby Inman is caught and Beau Gritz is caught? They have to make them legal. Okay, Reagan's little army. They've been planning a long time a bigger and better computer than Western Goals. I mean, this is the granddaddy. If Teller is the granddaddy of the hydrogen bomb and he's on the board of Western Goals, this new computer firm is an absolute lulu. Houston Post has an article about it, and it was supposed to be in Minnesota, but that was a smokescreen. New computer firm to locate in Austin, Texas. Home base of University of Texas. Robert Morris, is that Austin? A new company that hopes to become the nation's top computer research center has decided to locate in Austin, Texas, called the Microelectronic and Computer Technology Corporation, run by Admiral Bobby Inman, former deputy director of the CIA, head of the National Security Council, working Navy intelligence with Richard Pipes and George Bush and Lee Harvey Oswald in Russia, and Mr. John Paisley, from directly connected to Nugent Hand and the CIA stations down in Australia. Bobby Inman is setting up a company with $100 million and 400 people and 12 of the major computer companies. What in the heck are they going to do with that? Can I cuss on the air? What are they going to do with that computer firm? They're going to use Controlled Data Corporation, Digital Equipment Corporation, Motorola, Advanced Micro Devices, Harris Corporation, National Semiconductor, NCR Corporation, Allied Corporation, Mostek, Honeywell, in charge of the whole security of the United States, RCA, Sperry Corporation. They considered several cities. It's funny, over the city, they ruled out there are 54 cities that wanted them. They narrowed it to three, wouldn't you know? One was San Diego, where Pete Wilson and John DeLorean and Mary Rose from the LAPD, the place where Squad 19 was nurtured, the plans for the takeover of America, and with the Garden Plot and Ronald Reagan, San Diego was their first consideration. Atlanta, Georgia, the home of Larry McDonald. Well, he's in Marietta. He's a little bit different. But Atlanta, the location of Georgia, of Jimmy Carter, of Lockheed, of Coca-Cola, of the Trilateral, Brzezinski that handpicked Jimmy Carter for that interim till Reagan got in. Atlanta was one city. They thought of Raleigh, North Carolina, Bo Gritz and Mr. Beckwith, the Special Forces, the Green Berets set off by Adolf Hitler. They considered San Diego, Atlanta, and Raleigh, North Carolina, the three areas I'm always pinpointing. But then they decided on Austin, Texas, which is even worse because in 1974, pardon me, I kept warning about the Dallas-Fort Worth area as a possibility of taking evacuation places with those large cargo C-130s and eliminating those people from America that they wanted to take out of America in 1972 through the Attorney General from Miami, and using this massive airport to take from America huge masses of people, which is part of Alternative 3 or Robert Morris's L5 plans. So down in Austin, Texas, you get the granddaddy of the computers, and in Alexandria, Virginia, you have Edward Teller and Admiral Moore, who worked directly with all these computer companies, with Western Goals, and Larry McDonald and Roy Cohn. So you overlap the military, the mob, the death squads. Pretty heavy material, you have to admit. Another story this week on the Olympic Games, and we're building from the Dallas assassination plan that took place to the planned coup in 1970 that was blown by Watergate. And then we get to the private individual armies. There's a story many of you saw, I'm sure. Leader of Iran hostage rescue asked to study Olympic security. And there's Colonel Charles Beckwith again. His invasion of Vietnam was so successful, the planes smashed each other, men were killed, sand got in the screen so the helicopters couldn't fly. They were 100 more miles off course. He left them and went off to Texas somewhere with Mitchell Werbell and company, Special Forces. Now the granddaddy of that little internal security that Reagan wants to make legal this week. He's been asked to help the Defense Department allocate $50 million for the security of the Olympic Games. For $50 million, you can tie up the entire United States, round up the troublemakers, drop chemicals, take over the entire presidency, have a grand coup similar to the Reichstag. Watch out for the Olympic Games. If the private armies that have been running, the death squads, the special forces, the soldiers of fortune, can come in and get legality by Reagan making it a recognized system, and then they're given $50 million plus for the Olympic Games, get out of the country. It'll be for 2 weeks. Get to Canada, just as people have left Germany. Think in terms of when it's coming and get out of there. I'm going to be in Canada. I'm not going to be around here. Believe me, I'm not going to be in this country at the time of the Olympic Games. Then another story along the subject of the LAPD. I mentioned to a friend when I came back from L.A. what these files were, and she said, I think I'll send for freedom of information, because if there were critics of the police department, I've been critical of them and the Birch Society and their relationship. Wouldn't you know that 3 days after that story break, they said the police department fears the Information Act. Freedom of information may end tip-offs, and they're trying to stop the freedom of information. Here's a group of people who have innocent, law-abiding citizens into their computers, fed to the mob and the Roy Cohn connections and to Larry McDonald and the hit connections of the syndicate, the drug traffic, and the killers who are responsible for many, many murders, including links to John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, to taking over this government, along with the Young Americans for Freedom, linked to Richard Vagary of the far right and the Church Guild, and names from coast to coast. In 1976, the Information Digest was called on the carpet for the names that they had accumulated. So they want to stop Freedom of Information Act. So if I say, what do you have on May Brussels? They may be forced to take it out of their computer. So now they want to make a law to cover what they had in the computer, just like they make a law to make a committee that was in use for 2 years by the Pentagon. I also mentioned it was on broadcast 596. That was just 3 weeks ago, May the 9th. I talked about the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, a special studies project at Harvard from 1956 to 1958. Set up by Henry Kissinger for special people like Adolph Berle of the State Department, General Lucius Clay, close with Fritz Kramer, Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger ran this group for several years and got to know all these top people that he wasn't working with while he was teaching at Harvard. And among the people that attended or were part of the Rockefeller Brothers Fund at Harvard was Edward Teller from 1956 to 58, and then Edward Teller is on the advisory board of Larry McDonald. So you get the Kissinger, Kramer. I'm repeating these names if I have to every week so that you see that these people, the Hagues that I've mentioned in tying into the murder of John Kennedy, tapped directly to Larry McDonald, the John Birch Society, the H.L. Hunts, the Young Americans for Freedom, the Dallas Conspiracy. I told you, and I keep saying, this is the 20th anniversary of the murder of John Kennedy, and every week we'll go into more and more the people who were responsible for that murder. So Edward Teller from the Harvard Project Studies Group, set up by the Rockefeller Fund, run by Henry Kissinger, is an advisor to Larry McDonald and Roy Cohn, as if they need advisors. And one of the tragedies of the last 20 years are the people who wrote books on various conspiracies and left out what they needed. It would be like creating a human being and having everything but the heart of it. I've talked about Sylvia Marr leaving out the Young Americans for Freedom and the connections to the Republic National Bank and Munich, Germany, and to Robert Morris. Well, there's a book, Codenamed Zorro, by Mark Lane and Dick Gregory, and they left out Robert Byron Watson. And I've mentioned to you before how important it was and how I mentioned to Dick Gregory when he was at my home, why didn't you use the testimony? I wrote to him and said, you guys will do nothing for him. And he wrote back, they are my friends. I trust them. They sent this to the House Select Committee. How magnificent if Mark Lane and Dick Gregory in 1977, when their book came out, had the suggestion or the information given to the House Select Committee on Mr. Larry McDonald. Would he have gotten his computer with Admiral Moore and Mr. Edward Teller in 1979, piping information to the LAPD from 49 other states, and then the LAPD piping it down to San Diego and recycling all the people who they consider, the Church Guild that Reese worked for, his Information Digest, the Church League, rather. Wouldn't it be nice if they had the courage to get this out? And even if they didn't get it by Prentice Hall, they could have mimeographed it and sent it out. Is it ignorance? No. Is it cowardice? Well, let's say it's ignorance, it's cowardice. Give it any adjective you want. But the reason the Kennedy assassination hasn't been solved, and the reason I'm on the air every single week, people say, why don't you write a book? My weekly programs are a book on who killed John Kennedy. And every horrendous story you read in the news, national or international, whether it's Klaus Barbie with the CIA and Nazis, whether it's Donovan and the OSS, whether it's the Hitler Diaries with these top people who worked with our government in Bern, Switzerland with Alan Dulles, it all goes back to Kennedy with Alan Dulles on the Warren Commission and Mr. Winokur from Germany writing the Warren Report. Well, our time is just about up. We just have a few more minutes, and I'm going to go into more the fights of the LAPD with the, holding their records and not letting them out. Daryl Gates down there who took the mantle from Ed Davis. Ed Davis is now a senator in California. Mr. Charles Bates, responsible for counterintelligence all over the country, and particularly in Illinois, worked with Guy Bannister in Chicago before Bannister became back-to-back office with Lee Harvey Oswald in New Orleans. Bates in charge of the COINTEL program, the Patty Hearst kidnapping. He's waiting in San Mateo for a job. Evil Younger is waiting. I'm sure that Evil Younger and Mr. Beckwith and Mr. Bo Gritz and his private army haven't separated a hair's breadth at the time of the Olympics, they'll surface. We're going back next weekend to the details of this article and the meaning and the implication of this article, because I haven't seen anything so important. When you take the John Birch Society and you put its files and this Church League, and you take the House on American Activity and the top military brass, the head of the Marines, it's a cast of characters of who's who, carrying information on us because we have an opinion that disagrees with theirs. What gives them the right to know that their way is the best and that we should be dead and they should be calling the shots? We'll do be more of that next week. In the meantime, this is Mae Brussel, and this is KAZU-FM in Pacific Grove, California, and we'll continue on this miserable story, but thank God it broke, of the LAPD, the Birch Society, the military, and the mob. I'll be back with you next week.